Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings. Welcome inside hour two of the DP Show here on Fox. Jason Smith, Rob Parker in for Dan today. Now that summer's in full swing, take advantage of it with a Traeger wood pellet grill, offering real wood-fired flavor and set-it-and-forget-it convenience, just like fantasy football. Traeger offers the perfect way to cook all summer. Grab one at your local dealer or visit TraegerGrills.com/DP Show. That's TraegerGrills.com/DP Show to learn more. Got some grilling coming up this weekend, Rob. Very excited about that. We got friends coming over. Got Black Widow right after Very the show nice. Is over today with my daughter. She is so excited. I can't even tell you. I can't. It's like the count. It's like she's counting down to Christmas with Black Widow. We're getting done with the show at like nine o'clock here, and then right. we're gonna go at like 9:30. Because, you know, they're starting, you know, they show like every 5 minutes now that we're back in the movies and here's this big Marvel movie.
So you're going to go see it this morning at 9:30 early like that?
Well, it's actually 10 o'clock. The show like is at 10. We got to get popcorn and stuff, you know, for 10 o'clock in the morning. Got to make sure you
get snacks. Nothing like a $15 tub of popcorn. I mean, are you kidding me? You know, it kills me, man. I can't do it. You know it. I know, but the popcorn and the butter at the movie theater just taste different, but... Why has it got to be a $15 tub? Is there like, could there be a happy medium?
Well, no. Well, listen, you got to want it, man. You know, you can't just walk in anywhere and get some kind of crazy slapdash popcorn. You got to want it if you want to get good popcorn.
I know, but I always don't tell anybody, but I usually go to the dollar store and buy some candy and Raisinets and stuff. And put them in my pocket and walk in. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, how many times did I do that when I was a kid? You're
right?
Waddling into the movie. No, I
got with stuff. You got a soda pop in your back pocket. Right, everything.
You know what I like is there's people that, because you can get you can go see the Black Widow in the theater, which, you know, listen, that's why movies are always going to live, because there's nothing that's going to replace going
well,
to the movies.
I agree. The screen is bigger, the sound. Yeah. I mean, you know, you could watch movies at home. It's not the same. It just
no. But I like when people who say, because you can get it for like $30 on Disney Plus, right? Like you can get it right now if you want to spend $30 on it. And I know people who said, yeah, no, it's too much money to get it. I go, so it's for $30 for a movie is too much. But to go to a movie, to pay for parking, to buy two tickets, which are at least $12 a piece, then you get food. You're spending $50 to go to the movies when you can spend $30 and just sit on your couch and watch it. You can pause it. You can watch however many times you want to. And I'm going, but $30 is too much? It's like, oh, no, that price tag for the movie is way too much. You're going to spend more actually going to the movies. That's what my dad is like that. That's too much for a movie. I go, Dad, you realize you're going to spend more going to the movies, right? Yeah, no, I'm not going to spend that much. I mean, I really look at that and I go, that just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it's one of those things. It's expensive to eat out. That's the way you got to look at it. You know what I mean? To have a night out. You just can't stay in your house or apartment and never venture out. And what are you saving the money for, Jason? So that other people can spend it when you're not around? Is that what it is?
Is that why you're not married and don't have any kids? I know it. I'm taking it with me. It's all going with me.
You got to spend it. I'm always trying to save money, you know? I mean, I think I just sent you a little video of me trying to save money. Yes. Any chance I get to save, but I do like to live a little bit.
All right. Now, hey, speaking of living a little bit, you're going to the All-Star game next week. You'll be in Colorado. Don't you have sit-downs with Jose Altuve and Carlos Correa scheduled? Don't you have big sit-down interviews?
They got canceled. Yeah, those things got canceled. And they're not going. And Jason, just let me, you know I love baseball. I know you do too. I think this is a total disservice to the fans, and it's wrong. And not Correa, I get his wife is having a baby, and he really explained like what's going on, and I'm going to give him a pass. Altuve, no pass. The whole notion he wants some time off, you know, I think it's wrong. I think the game and the All-Star game is big, and from the standpoint, that's where the league is selling the game and all the stars, and it should be an honor to be on the All-Star team. And you shouldn't cheat the fans of that moment to be able to watch. I remember as a kid growing up in New York and being a Mets fan, and they were terrible. And back then, Jason, everybody didn't have an All-Star representative. Do you remember that? Mm-hmm. Everybody didn't automatically get it. If you didn't have a player good enough, there was no representation from your team on the All-Star team. And I would sit there in awe and be like, wow, wouldn't it be great if a Met was at the All-Star game, but I'd have to watch all these other great players. And I think when people, whether they're voted in by fans and it's the fans' game, or you're selected by the managers or a reserve player or a pitcher or whatever, I think it's your responsibility. It's a part of your job description to be a part to sell the game and not take it for granted that you've been elected to the All-Star team, and you should take part in it. And this whole notion that he's tired and he needs some rest. Everybody's tired. Everybody needs a break. Wouldn't everybody love 4 days off in a grinding baseball season? But you go out there, you respect the honor of being an All-Star, you go out with the other great players, and you push the game. And you smile and take pictures, and people look at some of the greatest. I always go back to the 1999 All-Star game, Jason, I went to in Boston, when Pedro Martinez struck out 5 of the 6 batters, his first 4 and 5 of the 6 batters he faced in the 2 innings he pitched. And I thought to myself, what a moment. He's up there against some of the best in the game, and he mowed them down like they were nothing. It told me about his greatness. And you know the baseball All-Star game more than any of the other ones is still played at a high level. They're not lobbing the ball in and saying, hey, there you go. There's not a hockey game that scored where the score is 15-11, you know, which you'll never see in the NHL, but you see in the All-Star game. Or the Pro Bowl where they're not tackling anybody and people are just running and they're scoring 60 points. Or the NBA All-Star game where we've almost had 200 scores in the All-Star game because nobody's playing defense. The All-Star game in baseball is still true to form, and I love it. I think it's a disservice to the fans in the game, and shame on Altuve or any player who doesn't think that they belong there and should show up out of respect to the game and out of respect to the fans.
Well, look, I'm not going to give Correa a pass either, okay? Yes, he's having a baby in November, okay? I mean, it's not like a baby's coming any day. And listen, we're going to play his soundbite in a couple minutes, and you're going to hear him give his reasoning. Listen, none of this is happening because I would just like them to own it, okay? Altuve and Correa are not going, and it's very simple. They don't want to spend 3 days getting questions about the cheating scandal, which is all they're going to get. They don't want to spend their introduction at the All-Star game getting booed profusely because it's what's going to happen. They just don't want that. They don't want a craptastic experience. So I wish they would just own it and say, listen, that's all that's going to happen. You and I, so I'm not going to go for it. It's like if you have a vacation scheduled and it sounds great, right? If I'm planning to go back and see my family and, oh, I got to vacate, that's great. And then over the course of a year, I wind up getting in disagreements with my uncles and my aunts and they're fighting with each other going, I want a different vacation. I don't want to go to this thing. It's going to be awful. I'm going to walk into my aunt's house and she's going to get mad at me and we're going to fight. I'm not going to do that. I would rather them just own it and say, we don't want to have a craptastic time because we know what the All-Star game is going to be about. It's the first time all of us are on the same stage since the pandemic. People are going to ask their questions because it's going to be media from all over the place and we have to be available and lurking around every corner is going to be a guy with a trash can banging it going, can you understand my question, Jose? Can you understand my question now? It's going to be, hey, will the acoustics in Colorado allow you to know what pitch is coming? I mean, this is what the experience is going to be for them. And you know what? You don't have to go, but I'd rather you own it and just say, listen, instead of giving the reasons of, I'm tired, I'm this. Look, here's first Jose Altuve and then Carlos Correa talking about why they're skipping the All-Star game.
I really need this 4 days. I'm putting my team first because I really think we have a chance to win this year.
I want to stay home. As you guys know, baseball is really important to me, but family will always come first. So we decided that I'm going to stay here with her, spend this time. Obviously, we don't get a lot of time together with baseball season. So I'm pretty excited about that. Obviously, I'm grateful for everybody that voted for me to win the All-Star game. Baseball means, the world to me, but I want to be with my family this time, especially with my wife. Spending this time with her is our first child, so I need that time.
How tough was the decision, Carlos?
It's a tough decision, man. Like I said, people voted for me to be in it. People want to see me play in it. But we've been trying now for a long time to have our first child, and now that it's finally there in her belly, I wanna be able to spend those days with her and get to go through the whole experience, go to the doctor's appointment, see the baby, and the sonograms and everything. So, I really want to enjoy that part.
When you people say family, Rob, it always gets me a bit because sometimes people know that if I use this as an excuse, it's hard to be criticized, right? Like, and sometimes
there's no doubt about it. That's,
family
yeah.
is a big thing, right? It's like when a coach says, I need some time off. I'm stepping away from my job as a head coach. I want to spend more time with my family. And 4 months later, they have a new head coaching job, right? I mean, so whatever
or,
people
or Michael
use,
Jordan said the same thing when he retired from basketball, and then he's going to go on a bus and do minor league baseball. Do you remember that?
Right, yeah,
like,
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
I'm going to spend time with my family. I need time off or what. And then you're on a bus in Birmingham, Alabama, riding a bus in the minor league.
Yeah, and that's what the Astros are doing. Well, if I say family, I can't get criticized. No, we all know. It's the cheating scandal, right? We all know. Look, Michael Brantley is going. He is not nearly as identifiable because he didn't win the World Series. He was there for 2019 when they lost, but he's not nearly as identifiable with the cheating scandal as Correa and Altuve, as Altuve especially. And then you have Correa with all these different – I'd rather you just own it, I'd rather you just say, listen, this is why we're not going. They're the only position players that have said we're not going, right? DeGrom's not going, and I get it. As a Met fan, I'm saying, oh, the Astros, I can't believe it. DeGrom's not going because it's Colorado, and he got injured in Colorado the last time he was there. Doesn't want any part of the thin air and have stuff happen to him. Okay, I think he can go and not play. I can go, I get that part of it. But here's your position players, and you're the only two that aren't going are part of the guys that are going to have the bullseye on them the entire time. You would be on the wall like Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible, like flying down to get that exclusive with Altuve and Correa and ask him questions. I mean, that's what their experience is going to be like, and they're like, yeah, we're just not up for it.
The best part is that Altuve already has a transmitter recorder attached to him, so it's easy to get an interview. Oh, did I say that? Oh, I'm sorry. No. This rubs me the wrong way. And as you said, if I'm a fan, I would never vote for those guys again. I wouldn't. I think it's disrespectful to the fans. It just is. It's their game. You know, unlike some of the other sports, I've taken it away from the fans. The baseball All-Star game is something I've been going to since 1992, you know, in Toronto. I've been going, this is almost 30 years of going to All-Star games. It never gets old for me, and it's moments. It's the excitement, and you're right. Those guys don't want to stand up there and get booed to hell by all these fans from all over baseball America. They were lucky because of COVID, and they got off almost scot-free. Yes, they got some boos in some places, but not what they would have gotten had we had a regular season with, you know, fans all over the country. It would have been a boo concert from coast to coast, and yet they still don't want to deal with it, and I think it's wrong. I really do, and if I'm the commissioner, I condemn it or I fine those guys because it's something that is a selling point for the sport, and you take away from all the other guys. And if I'm a teammate or them, I don't feel the same way because I think it's an obligation. Everybody wants to go to Hawaii for 4 days or get away from it all, but everybody else shows up.
You know, I know a way, and Rob Manfred could solve this really easy, right? Is you're not an all-star if you don't go to the game. Right, because these guys they get the denotation of being an all-star. They get it on their bio, and hey, you're a 7-time all-star, 8-time all-star. Maybe some guys get bonuses in their contracts for going to the all-star game. But I think that's what you do and say, okay, if you're selected and you say you don't want to go to the game, then you're not an all-star. It doesn't go on your bio. It doesn't go on your record. You're not an all-star, so you don't get paid by whatever bonus you have in your contract. I think that would solve a lot of it because all these guys want to be, hey, I don't want to throw away an all-star appearance. I mean, that's a big thing for me. And to be able to go on baseballreference.com or be referred to and see, say, hey, you're a 7-time. No, you're only a 4-time all-star. You skipped 3 games. I think that would solve a lot of it. Listen, if you don't want to go, great, because what the players want is, I just want to be selected. You know, I'm good. Now I don't want to actually go. Oh, I don't want to actually have to go and live up to the responsibilities of being selected for the All-Star game. Or if you don't want to, then you say, I don't want to be considered for the All-Star game. If you're going, every player who wants to be considered should have to sign something saying, yes, if I'm selected for the All-Star game, I am going to go. Now, certain times, there's going to be some kind of extenuating circumstance. And if you have a pitcher that pitches on Sunday, he's not going to pitch on Tuesday, you could potentially waive something like that. But just to say, you sign and say, if you select me, I'm going to go. Either of those things would solve this situation, and you would have the right guys going to the All-Star game all the time.
No, I hear you. They got to figure something out. But also, you owe it to your organization. Don't you owe it to the Astros? You owe them something. You owe your fans. That's the other part, to just totally act as if none of that matters and it's only about you. It's not. You know what it says across the front of their uniform? It says Houston. It says the Astros. It doesn't say Correa or Altuve across the front. And that's the other part that they lose sight of, that they represent a city and an organization. And it ain't fair to those people who pay their salaries, who support them. But they want, if they have some sort of card signing or something where, you know, they want people to show up for that. I just think it's selfish and it's wrong. And those guys should be ridiculed and reprimanded for not taking part in something that's special. And years later, go look at some of the greats. I think Hank Aaron went to 24 All-Star games. Do you know what I mean? You don't think he wanted a 4-day week, a 4 days off? Willie Mays and those guys, go look at their, they went to like 24 All-Star games. Really? And at one time, Jason, remember they played 2 All-Star games in baseball.
Yeah.
At one time. There were 2 of them.
That would have been a lot. You would have had like 2 8-day vacations. You had to take all the time off from work to go cover them.
And God knows I would have.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Rob at Rob Parker FS1. I've lost Rob for the next 5 minutes. He's just thinking now, oh, 2 All-Star games. I could have gone to both. It would have been great.
That would have been unbelievable, right?
I was born at the wrong time. I could have done this.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite. You reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fox Sports Radio, The Dan Patrick Show, Jason Smith, Rob Parker, in for Dan and the Danettes today. As we look back at the big Suns win in Game 2 of the NBA Finals, they beat the Bucks by 10. Is there a path forward for the Bucks? Is there a big superstar our next guest is really concerned about? Joining us now on the hotline, 10 years in the NBA, a guy who has become Johnny Juzang's personal hype man. A guy who I've been joined at the hip with for the past 36 hours. We started yesterday doing the show together, Rob. He was on my show last night. He's on with you and I this morning. Wow. It's Ryan Hollins. What's happening, big dog?
What's up?
Hey, Jason, did you sleep in the studio last night?
Now, dude, if I get 5 hours in between shifts, I'm good. I'll need a nap right after, but, you know, if I get 5 hours, I'm okay.
Okay. We just check it, brother. Just check it.
Hey. I mean, what about you? You had the same kind of day I did, man. You were up early. You're up late. You're up early again.
Yeah, but when you get up early, an hour earlier than you're used to waking up, that's a big, that's like a thing. It's a thing. You know, I'm usually up around 6:30 every day, but when you're getting up at 5:30, it becomes a thing.
I can't sleep. I'm officially an old person. Like, I can't sleep. I don't know what's happened to me. I was never a big sleeper, but I could sleep, you know, and wake up at 7 or whatever. But now I'm a 5, 5:15, 5:30, no matter what time I go to bed.
It's hand-in-hand with being grumpy, Rob. Being non-sleep is hand-in-hand, man. They're joined at the hip.
Well, as grumpy as I normally am, I'm not ready to bury the Milwaukee Bucks. I've been Mr. Positivity on this radio program, the Dan Patrick Show. Only from this standpoint, Ryan, is that Giannis is okay. He's healthy. He played great last night, 20 in the third, 42 points. He just needs the other guys, Holiday and Middleton, have to play better, and they're going back home. They were down 2-0 in Brooklyn, and they looked horrible. They got run out of the gym in Brooklyn and somehow won that series. Now, I picked the Suns in 6, but I don't think this is over. Not yet. Am I wrong?
Man, you're absolutely wrong, man. For one, when Kyrie Irving went down, that was a game changer, man. But here's the reality, Rob, that you're not looking at. I'm glad you're Mr. Happy. You woke up on the right side of the pillow today. But what we're starting to see is at a really high level, Giannis is hard to play with. He's a ball stopper. The ball don't move. When he gets the ball, it's a black hole. It's done. He does not move the basketball. And what you do is you take the ball out of Jrue Holiday's hands. And like, Jrue Holiday has to step up. A point guard needs the ball in his hands. There's certain people on the ball. The team plays better when Chris Middleton is closing out the fourth quarters. So right now, Giannis Antetokounmpo, you know, bless his heart. He plays hard. He'll dive on the floor. He's sacrificing his body. He's a true warrior, a man's man. I'm with him. But when he's bringing the ball up court, you know, you're giving him the ball half of the game. He ain't LeBron James. You do that with LeBron, and you're gonna have 10 or 15 assists out of that equation. You do it with Chris Paul when he's rolling. You're gonna get some assists out the equation. So right now, Monty Williams is like, well, Giannis, play 1-on-1, half 40. We're gonna win the game because it's 5-on-1 right now. Because what you do is you throw the rest of the team completely out of rhythm. So we can talk about how the rest of the, you know, Giannis doesn't have help, this and that. And this ain't LeBron James in Cleveland the first go-around saying that he didn't have help. He's just not a player that makes other guys better. So in a perfect world, the coaching staff will come together and say, well, Giannis, let Jrue Holiday set you up. Let Chris Middleton set you up. You know, get those guys open shots. Sometimes that's what great players do. They adjust their game because it makes the players around them better, and you're just not seeing that from Giannis or it's the coaching staff. I don't know where to shade the blame, but I know for one thing, just putting the ball in his hands and saying, go, 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 that sure as heck ain't going to get you no championship. And it was very fortunate even to get you to this point. And listen, man, Giannis was excellent, and he's doing his job. I don't fault him for that. But he is. I don't want to say cancerous, but you're not going to win.
Man,
with
that's
the ball
that's pretty
in his
strong.
Hands, man.
My goodness, really?
You just ruined Rob's positivity. You ruined Rob's positivity.
You got it wrong. You got it wrong, Ryan. I think he's a Capricorn. He was born in January.
Oh, wow. Rob Parker with no kids has the dad jokes. He's got
Rob
all the dad
Parker.
Jokes.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, Ryan, I look, you know, looking at it this way is that you still see the Suns getting easy baskets, right? You have to be able to get easy baskets on your offense, and they still get out in transition. They don't get the number they're getting during the regular season because, look, the Bucks are a pretty good defensive team, but they're still getting – there's no easy baskets for the Bucks. That, you know, as you said, they don't move the ball. They don't do this. So how do they fix this? Because how are you 2 games into the NBA Finals and you still don't have your identity as to how you want to attack the Phoenix Suns?
You got to. I said it earlier. You got to put the ball in Jrue Holiday's hands at Middleton, and then you let Giannis be the screen setter. If I'm guarding Giannis onto the Kupo, mark my words, and I play the center, I play the forward spot in the league, and he sets the screen, I don't want to leave him. I don't want to leave Giannis because I know he's going to be dunking on my head or my teammate's head, so I'm going to try to stay connected to him. So knowing that, that has to be a weapon because now you get other guys open. But
if Middleton and Holiday don't play well, or for sure Chris Middleton, it's a wash. It's no surprise that when Giannis went out that second game, Milwaukee got rolling and actually looked like good offense. Like, dang, you guys can move the basketball, cut, run, pick and roll. You know, Lopez looked excellent. Wow, look at the movement. This is a really good team. You look at Milwaukee, you don't say team. You look at the Suns, you say darn good team. There's a possession, Jason, we talked about it last night, where the Suns moved the ball around the horn, and it was just popping around the horn, and it wasn't a perfect possession. And Milwaukee put their utmost into stopping them, and then DeAndre Ayton ends up getting the layup. You remember that, Jason? And it was mm-hmm. That's one of the most deflating plays that you can have in basketball. Darn near 8 or 9 passes, near turnover, then a guy gets a layup at the end. That's why Phoenix is going to win. If you go in, and one thing we did in our championship runs and playoff runs, we would chart the passes. How many passes before a shot, guys? How many passes before a shot? I'm not saying don't be aggressive with the basket. How many passes before a shot? I'll be surprised if Milwaukee was getting over 3 passes before they shoot the basketball, if that, on average. And you look at the Suns, I'm not sure the stats. I'm sure the stat man somewhere can pull this up. The Suns are probably going for 5-plus per possession.
So the way you're talking, it's a 4-game sweep. Milwaukee shouldn't even go back home, right? They got no shot to win a game.
I think they get the emotional win. I think if anything, this next game is the one they could win, the emotional win, and then they lose the next one to the Suns, and the Suns are partying at home. So I hope it's not Suns in 4. You know, my man will go wild. He'll go viral again if it's Suns in 4. But I think that Milwaukee should get the emotional, play hard, you know, elbow them up, you know, dive on the floor, just a nasty game in the 80s, you know, 85 to 80 type of win, you know.
If they wind up winning, does winning a title keep Chris Paul in Phoenix?
I don't think so. I think Chris Paul, and Rob, you can speak to this, he may be the most politically correct superstar that we've ever seen in the game. I mean, every team that he's got up and left, there's never been bad blood. They frame his jerseys instead of firing it, setting fire to it. So, you know, I think, and Jay, we talked about this yesterday, I think Chris Paul is a strong chance he can be a Laker. I think the Lakers need him. I think it's a perfect fit. It's nothing like playing with your buddy.
They don't have money for him. He's going to take a reduced rate to play for the Lakers.
They don't have anybody on the books. It's Anthony Davis, it's KCP, and they don't have much else on the books. So I think it's very doable, Rob. I do. It's really KCP, Kuzma, and Harrell on the books. It's not a full roster.
Nah, I thought that all the people I talked to said that they didn't really have any maneuvering, and that they couldn't bring in a third star.
They would have to make some moves. Like I said, I think Kuzma's getting about 10 per, KCP's in that 19 range, and Montrez got 17 mil for 2. So you just have to play around with those 2 contracts. But I don't think. See, the thing is, Chris Paul is at a situation where he could probably take like a 2-year max somewhere, or let's say he takes, you know, 70 or 80 million over 4 or 5 years. You know what I'm saying? And at his age, playing until you're 40 with your buddy on the other side until Bronny gets in the league, that's a heck of a move. You know, so no, Rob, I do agree. There's some movement that will have to be made, but I think this is like an ideal time. You know, if not returning to Phoenix, I don't know if New York just makes sense to go kind of, do I want to start over and do it again? You know, I'd probably rather stay in Phoenix than that, but I just think the Lakers really make sense, man. But like you said, moves would have to be made, and there's already rumblings about a couple of those guys getting out of there. You know, Kuzma and Harrell, those guys talking about, and Drummond, you know, already off the book saying, well, if I got more opportunity, it would happen. If I got more opportunity, you know, you start singing that tune publicly, there's definitely something in the works behind the scene with those guys probably getting out of there.
And LeBron could just pay him out of his own pocket, right? I mean, look, they're best friends.
Jason,
I mean, he could just pay him and say, listen, I'll supplement. Don't worry about it. Lakers are going to give you this, and I'll give you this. That's how it's going to work.
This is not college where you can just take the take the money on the side or what is it? This ain't college, man. It's tampering, man. You can't say that, man.
a conversation we had last hour, Rob and I, we talked to Mike Heller about this and said, okay, looking where the Bucks are right now and how close they are, but they could be really far away. Is this for the Bucks? If you're looking at the future for the Bucks now, is it, hey, they can run it back with this? Or is it something like, hey, if we dangle Middleton and Drew Holiday and maybe we get Damian Lillard, is it something like that have to happen for them?
Did we lose Ryan?
He must not like the question. He must not
I think we lost him.
I think we lost him for a second. But no, but you know, the thing about the Lakers is, you know, his last point is that how happy are the Lakers that Dennis Schroeder turned down that big contract, right? Now they got money to they got a little bit more money to spend. So Ryan, what I was saying is if the Bucks wind up falling short here, we're already looking at the team as being an incomplete type team. Obviously, Giannis is there; he's the guy. Is this where they go out and they try to dangle Middleton and Holiday and say, "Okay, we try to go after a Damian Lillard to try to get a bigger star to come in and play alongside Giannis"?
Heck yeah! You give away everything, but Giannis to get Damian Lillard, and Milwaukee's a market where no one wants to go play in Milwaukee, so. You know, you got to get in play with any disgruntled superstar, any, you know, Jimmy Buckets type of situation, any Jimmy Butlers out there, any Anthony Davises, you know, you go get in play and try to make the move. Any Kawhi Leonards, you know, getting out of San Antonio, you know, you got to get in play for those situations if you're Milwaukee. But, you know, hats off. Here's the reality, guys. Everybody's so, Chris Holiday's not the move. Middleton's not the move. Like, you're in Milwaukee, you have to do that. You know, LeBron ain't walking through that door in free agency, okay? Kevin Durant is not choosing Milwaukee over Brooklyn, all right? It's just reality, guys.
Yeah, but I think Milwaukee's stock has gone up now. I mean, you see, you can get to the finals, and if you're a player, maybe you are the missing piece that could go there,
Rob,
and get a championship.
Hold on, Rob.
Maybe
on.
You like bowling alleys. Maybe you like brats and beer. You know, maybe you like that stuff.
Let me ask you this, Rob. So you got to be fortunate. You're going to sell to your fan base. Maybe if we're fortunate and other stars are injured, we will make it back to the finals. That's what you're selling?
Well, but they're in the finals. I mean, ask New York Knicks.
No.
Ask New York Knicks
you
fans.
You said they were fortunate yesterday,
Rob. Ask New York Knicks,
Rob,
fans who haven't won since 1973. I mean, all I'm saying is you can go to some of the bigger cities. What have the Bulls in Chicago done since Michael Jordan left? Nothing. I could go big city after big city. Phoenix is a great place. They haven't won a championship in 52 years. Come on.
Chicago's like a mid-major, man. Chicago's a mid-major. They ain't L.A. It's L.A., New York, and everybody else. And then we'll say Miami. Miami's a sexy pick. That's Rob Parker's vacation choice, man.
Yes, I am going there in August.
That's what I'm saying, Rob. I know it. It's L.A., New York, and then Miami. And then, I mean, listen. Players don't want to move in the offseason. Do you know how lovely it was? My first offseason, I got to stay in L.A. And didn't have to move all my stuff around. Players want to stay where they train. L.A. and New York and Miami.
You can follow Matt, the Ryan Hollins. That's at the Ryan Hollins. 10 years in the league. You hear him right here on Fox Sports Radio, on FS1, ESPN. He is everywhere. As always, man, appreciate it. Thanks for spending the last 36 hours with me, man.
I got my blood pressure up.
Hey, Rob, you got my blood. I'm about to go hit the punching bag, man. You got me so fired up right now, Rob. Golly, man.
As always, go work out for your Big Three League or whatever you're playing in.
All right, guys.
All right. See you, Ryan. Yeah, you hit him with a good one yesterday on the show where you said, hey, you get the pay as you exit. Is that
exactly
what the Big Three?
That's the new attendance policy.
Take that for data.
Yeah, I think your positivity for the Bucks really threw him off right away. I think he was off a bit from the beginning.
Everybody can't believe it. I mean, I picked the Suns. I don't want to make people think I'm saying the Bucks are going to come back and win the series, but I don't believe it's over. I think that they can play better and make it a real series. That's my biggest point. It's not that I think they're going to win the series. I just think that losing two games, you know, on the road to a good team when, you know, your star player was questionable and then your number two and three players have played stinky the first two games, is acceptable. It's understandable that they're down 0-2, but it doesn't mean that they're going to get steamrolled and the series is over. That's all I'm saying.
Eventually, you're going to come up against a team, and the bottom of that miracle sock drawer is going to come up empty, right? And all the teams in the playoffs this year, even the Suns getting to the finals, look, everybody's had a fortunate draw because these are the teams that are just outlasting everybody else. Did suddenly the Bucks get great? No, the Bucks. Hey, they were lucky that the Nets couldn't put all three of their stars on the floor at the same time, right? They beat a Hawks team that was lucky to get to the conference finals, because usually teams with one superstar go out in the first round. Just ask Luka Doncic how it goes. So that's kind of how things go, and it's just that kind of playoff. But it's not like the Bucks are playing a team that you can say, boy, they got a lot of flaws. They're playing a team that doesn't have any flaws. All the other teams, why did they win the series? Because they were flawed. They were flawed. They were flawed. Suns have no flaws. I mean, they're playing great. They lost Dario Saric to a torn ACL game one. Didn't matter. Did not faze them. They win game two just as dominant as they won game one. They have no. This is a different animal than anybody they've played so far. Chris Paul is playing at extremely high level. Devin Booker has figured it out, which is the big throw your hands up moment, because he'd been terrible up until last night. I mean, he had the big first game against the Clippers when he went for 40, and then he couldn't hit anything. He's shooting 35% from the field. He was still getting to the free throw line, which helped, but he's been terrible. Now suddenly he takes over in the second half, hits a bunch of threes, and Mikal Bridges scores 27. And you're the Bucks, and you're like, what the hell do we have to do? I mean, this is a much different thing than they've had to face the entire playoff. The Suns have no weakness. They've been the best team in the playoffs so far.
Twitter, how about with that?
It's hard, right? Even your positivity, man. Your positivity is there. It's absolutely there.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
What's up, everyone? It's me, three-time NFL All-Pro Sean Merriman. And I have a new sports podcast called The Lights Out Podcast with Sean Merriman. This podcast is special to me as I get a chance to talk to some of the best who've ever done it on the field or the track. So whether it's talking to a Super Bowl champion or a NASCAR Cup Series champion, the Lights Out Podcast will bring it to you the only way I know how to. I'm giving you the best insight from the best who've ever done it. Listen to Lights Out with Sean Merriman on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fox Sports Radio, the Dan Patrick Show. Jason Smith, Rob Parker in for Dan and the Danettes today. Where other vans stop short, Mercedes-Benz vans go far beyond. From their customization options and cutting-edge tech to their five-star sales, service, and financial support crew, Mercedes-Benz vans are built, equipped, and engineered to be ready for anything. So go the extra mile by taking that all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. Well, coming up in a few minutes, we'll get back into the NBA Finals, and there's video involving Rory McIlroy and something that happened during his round today that is absolutely insane. We're going to bring that to you in a few minutes. But, Rob, you know, we had the conversation earlier this hour about the All-Star game, and, you know, you're going next week, you're going to be covering it, and Altuve and Correa are not going, and clearly all eyes are going to be on Shohei Ohtani in the, with the first half he is having. But when it comes to baseball players, and look, Ohtani's been the guy, and you ask any baseball fan who's the guy you want to watch the most, you know, Ohtani's going to be the top of a lot of lists. He is not at the top of your list.
He's not. It's Fernando Tatis Jr., and I know people are going to go, he makes too many errors, and that'll be you're not going to disqualify this guy. This guy, and Ohtani, I'm not tearing down Ohtani to prop up Tatis. I'm not, because Ohtani is all that he was advertised to be. He's been unbelievable. Will probably win the American League MVP. The pitching, he throws over 100 miles an hour. Obviously, he's leading the league in home runs and what he's been able to do. But if you look at just, and I did some research and looked at it, Tatis's first 100 games, better than anybody. First 162 games, better than anybody. And they recently did on MLB Network a breakdown of OPS adjusted. And what they did, Jason, was they put up the best six seasons of players in the big leagues in the history of baseball. And three of them, the pictures were in black and white because it was Ted Williams twice and Ty Cobb. So those were the three old-time players that fit in this bracket of the best seasons put together. The other guy was Soto from last year, and this year, Vlad Guerrero Jr. and Tatis Jr. Those are the six people that were – five people because Ted Williams did it twice. But those are the five people that they looked at, and that's where Tatis is. The first player ever – to have in his first 62 games over 40 home runs and over 100 RBIs and also 20 steals. Nobody had ever done that. So when I look at what this kid has done at 23 years old and why he has this, you know, unbelievable contract when they were many, many years away from arbitration, that they still could have paid him almost nothing, you know, and made him wait. But you have a very special talent. And if I was starting a team right now and I was a general manager, I would take Tatis over Ohtani.
Well, look, Ohtani, this is the first time he's ever really done it, right? Because he was injured. He's always had the talent. And now he's, you know, he's breaking through, finally showing that, hey, he's healthy and he can pitch and he can hit. I'll give you that Tatis is probably, if I'm saying who's at bat do I want to see the most, do I want to see something? Yeah, Tatis just has that it factor about him.
There's no doubt about it. Right. Am I right? There's a flair there. Look at the, and Jason, look at what San Diego has been transformed to. When you see the stands and the crowd down there in San Diego, Tell me that's not a hopping place and buzzing.
Oh, it's great. Oh, look, they've remade their team. They, you know, all the big free agent signings, you know, they're good, and he's at the head of that. No, I get it. He is the more exciting guy. Ohtani, though, is more fun to talk about. Because you talk about, you just said, hey, here's stuff a guy's never done before, and there's a lot of great stats in there. Here's for Ohtani is doing literally what none of us have ever seen before. I mean, that cuts through the clutter when you – if he was just a guy that hit bombs and suddenly here he is, you know, he broke Matsui's record for home runs by a Japanese-born player, we're midway through the season, that would be one thing. But the fact that he pitches, that cuts through everything. That gets outside of baseball saying, here's a guy that can do both of these things and can do it both an extremely high level. How can he do this? How can you throw your entire preparation and talent into being able to do both of these things? Everybody's got to give one up at some point. You got to give something. You know, Jacob DeGrom was a shortstop, had to give it up. I want to be a pitcher and I can do better. And the fact that this is what he's doing. So I'm going to say, yes, Tatis is more fun to watch, but man, Ohtani is more fun to talk about because what he's doing. I mean, this is stuff that none of us have seen.
No, I get it. Since Babe Ruth, and we didn't see Babe Ruth, but the only thing is.
Didn't you cover Babe Ruth? Didn't you cover the 27 Yankees?
I did not cover Babe. Contrary to popular belief, I was not there. Okay. But how long do you think Ohtani will be able to do this? Babe Ruth did it for 5 years before he finally decided to be a hitter. And if you're the Angels, can you really sacrifice him maybe being hurt, you know, with an arm injury and losing his bat? Or at some point do you just say, or if you're the Padres, what do they need more? I mean, if you're the Angels, what do they need more, Jason? They need pitching more. Should he focus on pitching? He's a number three starter. He's not a number one starter. I think it's Tatis Jr.
Yeah, you signed him to be this guy, so I think you let him be this guy. You know, I mean, look, that's got you. Let him do it as long as he can. Worry about that down the road, right? He doesn't have the wear and tear on him because of the injury. So hopefully, you think he can do it a little bit longer. But you know, yeah, Tatis is the more exciting, but I like to talk about Ohtani more because just that big deal. Hey, get in with us on Twitter at Rob Parker FS1, Twitter at How About a Fresca, phone number 877-99 on Fox. Jason Smith, Rob Parker, in for Dan and the Danettes today. Ohtani. Tatis, who is it? Coming up next, as I said, more NBA Finals and that insane story coming out of Rory McIlroy and his golf bag. This is Fox.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. federally insured by NCUA.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.